Welcome back to your favorite podcast, Full Coverage with Manny MUA.
And Larly.
And we are here
to talk about things.
And that's that.
And that is that.
Because it's our podcast. It's our podcast.
It's our podcast.
Yeah. Minnesota. It's giving Minnesota.
Minnesota. Any Minnesota followers out there?
Do you guys have an accent?
Where are you at? Huh?
I think, no, they definitely do.
They love it.
What's the Minnesotan accent specifically?
It's also some in Wisconsin. Wait, oh. Is Minnesota a state? Minnesota, Wisconsin is a city.
Wisconsin's a state.
And so is Minnesota.
Y'all, help us. Yes.
We
are
a lot of states.
The thing is, there's 50 of them. And I know about 5.
That is the thing.
When I was in 5th grade, though, I knew all 50 states and the capitals.
What happened?
Life.
Yeah, life happened. Life happened. Our brains got filled up with other things.
Yeah, and honestly, as humans, we're not supposed to consume this much.
Literally,
I'm convinced.
Let me just say this. I've had people ask me, when I say from Alabama, they're like, oh, up north. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't know what Alabama is. You've never even heard of that place, have you?
You've never heard of it. Oh, Northern Canada.
Yes. Mm. That's where I'm from.
Yeah, Northern Canada.
And one time I said, I'm from Alabama. Someone said, oh, it's so cold there. And I was like, it doesn't even snow there. Not really.
It's hot as the devil's dick. It
actually sits on top of Florida. So think Florida. And that's what it's giving. I've gotten on the West Coast, because Alabama's so far away. I've gotten so many funny
experiences
yes. with saying I'm from there. People just have no idea what on earth it is.
Like, if you ask me anything about, like, the little states on the right, they're like Rhode Island and the littler ones, Delaware and all those states. I don't know where the fuck any of that shit is. If you give me a blank
really
map.
It's really jumbled.
It is really jumbled.
It's packed with a lot of little states up there.
I don't know what's going on over there.
I know a lot. Obviously, East Coast and West Coast, though, because I've lived on both sides.
Yes.
So, you know, you kind of like have traveled well on both sides.
I know, like, yeah, the coast.
Yeah.
Just the West, actually, for me.
It gets a little hairy in that northeastern area, and it gets a little hairy up north in the middle. It starts to get hairy.
Yeah, like the Michigans.
Uh-huh. North Dakota, South Dakota. Clearly, there's a Wisconsin up there.
The Dakotas, yeah.
The Dakota, yeah.
I forgot about both
of them.
You
forgot Dakotas. We had a Dakotas.
I forgot those two.
Yeah, we have two.
What's the other ones that we have, north and south? We have
South Carolina and North Carolina. North Carolina. See, I'm well-versed on those.
Wow.
Because those are in the south.
Ask me about any bone in the body.
And he can't tell you a thing about it.
I can't tell you shit.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Anyways, guys, today's episode.
We trailed.
We can admit when we trailed and we did. Today's episode is a deep dive.
We're deep diving, honey.
I don't think we've ever done a deep dive on one person before.
Wait, we have.
On who?
It was
on one
Brittany.
Person.
Or was it a rapid fire?
That was rapid fire.
Wait, there was one. We did a deep dive on the Ace family.
No, we didn't.
No.
It was like a thing of theirs.
I'm looking up our.
We did a deep dive on conspiracy theories.
What? On Avril Lavigne. So kind of.
That's not
kinda.
The same Laura Lean with It Rock with It.
Okay, hold on. Back in the day, we did.
Let's see.
I'm seeing this fucking video with us in cowboy hats. We need to bring cowboy hats back.
We do. We need to bring costumes back.
You might be right, Manny.
The thing is, as an Aries, I'm always right.
That's Virgo. Actually, is that Virgo behavior?
Yes, it is Virgo behavior. That's very Virgoian.
All right. Virgin? You're right.
Virgan.
Is this our first deep dive?
Is this our first on a person, like on like a specific human being where we're like a social media person that we're doing a deep dive on? This is our first one.
This is our first one.
So I'm excited.
Yes.
Like, this is our first one that we did research.
Yeah.
We did homework.
Okay.
But before that,
we're going to do our peek and fit.
Period. Period. So
you want to start? I'll
start us off.
Lay it on a stick.
On my peek.
Okay.
We're going to start off with a peek.
All right.
I went on a date last night.
I want to hear more.
I went on a date last night. We met on Hinge. I swapped right. Because he had like this like thing where it was like, oh, like instead of catching me out at the club, you'll catch me like watching a documentary about like an animal or something like that. And I was like, I responded to it. I was like, have you seen Fantastic Fungi on Netflix?
Have you seen that?
Yes, because I love my Fantastic Fungi.
What is that?
It's like a documentary about mushrooms.
Why would you watch that?
Because it was cool.
Whatever.
No, it's honestly really, really cool. So I was like, have you watched that? And he was like, oh no, like I'm going to. So we had started chatting and then we went out yesterday. And honestly, I have to say, it was one of my better dates I've been on in a long time.
Oh my God. I was texting Manny through the day and I was like, he's
when
like,
I went to go potty.
Yeah, he was like, I'm happy here. Like,
this is good.
This is a good one. I'm not suffering. There's no bad vibes. Like, this is good.
Because you know when I suffer.
Oh,
I will let you know.
There'll be a little bathroom chat happening.
I'd be like, baby.
When they're suffering. And I was very happy to hear that.
Yeah, so I was actually really stoked. Like, we ended up, like, hanging out for, like, 3.5 hours.
Dang.
Which to me is, like, a very, like, for me, if I'm, like, on a date that I'm, like, over, as soon as, like, the check comes, I'm like, okay, I gotta get going. Like,
yeah.
I'm very much, like, I want it to be known. I want to go.
Yeah.
And so I'll be there for, like, an hour.
So they can get the vibe.
They get the vibe. But, like, this one, I didn't, like, mind spending time with him, which is a shock to me.
Is he cute?
He is cute.
Come on.
I remember showing you a photo of him.
Let's see it.
Let me show you. I'm going to see. I think he's very cute.
Don't give
he's
me.
He's also older than me.
Oh, that's probably
7 years
liked
older.
Him. That's probably why you liked him, because he's mature.
But only more seven. Mature. But only 7 years
yeah,
older.
Yeah, that's great.
So that's not
that's
bad.
That's a great
And
great
I really, I, he's mature. I like his vibe. Let me show you him. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Oh, he is very handsome.
He's like kind of fine, actually.
He's been he's to on, gay pride. He supports the gays.
He said, he's like, you'll never catch me at gay pride.
Oh,
so he's actually not a scene, go out every weekend kind
he
of gay.
He is so cute.
Right, dude?
Yeah, very, very cute. I'm into it.
Oh, we're going to speed that up, though.
I looked over at
we're going to speed that up
because so
I don't
funny.
Want to be clocked. But really, really cool, really cute. By the end of it, so we were outside. Because we had finished eating and whatever. And so we're outside and he was going to call his car. He didn't call his car for like an hour because we were just sitting outside chatting.
He enjoyed the day.
So we just had, yes. And so I ended up driving home and I was like, hey, I was like, I can't believe how late it is. Because we had got to dinner at 8 o'clock and it was like 11:30.
Wow.
And he was like, oh my God, I just saw the time. He's like, I had such a great time with you. And I was like,
Uh-oh.
Not me having a good time, and they had a good time too.
Wait, this could be really cute.
The gagarina.
I'm really bad about getting to invest it, getting my hopes up. I hype them up, and we get in there too deep.
Like too fast.
And it's not time.
No, it's not time for deepness yet. But we were like, let's do a date too. So like that is really cool that we are moving on to a date
too. When are you going on a date too?
I literally just texted him. I was like, oh, what's your week looking like for date number two? But he was like, yeah, I really want to do another one. So that's like, I feel like a peak. It's good.
I really love that. That's a huge peak.
That's a big peak for me.
That's a big peak.
For me to have fun.
That's a big peak.
And for him to be like, I had a great time with you. What?
Yeah.
And him being fine.
Yeah.
And 6'1". Oh, what?
Oh, hold on. You didn't say 6'1".
6'1". He already had 6'1".
He already had hers.
6'1".
RuPaul just entered the chat.
Yes, she did.
She sure did.
So that's why it's even more gaggy, because he's like actually physically very much my type.
Mature.
And very cool.
Fun.
Yeah, very cool.
Down to chill earth. Vibes. Chill. We might be onto something here.
We might be onto something. So you guys, I will keep you updated. You guys know the full fam knows about my dating history. And you guys know the tea. Wow.
You guys are just as invested as me. Don't lie.
You guys are in it. I know.
Okay,
is your peak?
So my peak and pick kind of go hand in hand with one another.
Please talk about this, because I need to have a moment with you.
Manny's going to be a part of this as well.
Yeah.
We're going to do a deep dive on what happened.
We're going to have to.
We have to.
Yeah.
So Ty has always, always, always wanted to rent a Winnebago, which is essentially a...
I like how Ty immediately goes into it. It's like, so Tyler's always wanted to do this, and it's Tyler's fault.
And Tyler put me up to this.
And Tyler's not listening to us right now because he's on his phone.
Tyler, get off TikTok.
He doesn't love us.
Can we talk about the episode Ty played on TikTok in the middle of the episode?
It never aired. Oh, they don't even know.
They don't even know.
We cut around it.
Yeah.
It was hilarious though.
So anyways, he's wanted to do the Winnebago. If you don't know what a Winnebago is, it's essentially a Mercedes like van.
A Wendigo.
A Sprinter. Winnebago.
A Wendigo. A Wendigo is a werewolf.
Not the same. We're not staying in a werewolf.
Okay.
So it's essentially a Sprinter van that they turn into like a little mini home. And you can drive them and stay there and camp out in them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an app. Ty, what's the app?
Outdoorsy? Ain't ever heard of Outdoorsy before.
Right, me either. He finds all kinds of things. So if you guys ever want to like not buy a Sprinter van but still experience that, they have an app, Outdoorsy, where individuals rent theirs out, like Airbnb.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it was really cool because we rent it and we went to pick it up. It was these two ladies. They were probably in their mid-70s, like older ladies.
Period.
I thought they were lesbians. I was like, are these lesbians? They told me they're twin sisters. And I loved that. They were so...
And they're together.
Oh, yeah. They live together in Malibu, and it is just they're precious. I wanted to put them in my pocket. They were such little angels. I was obsessed with them, and they like drove us around, told us all about it, every little nook and cranny to like what to do. And we're like, great. But while the woman, while she's explaining what to do, she's like, in order to run the TVs and like the internet connection, you'll have to turn on the generator. And then she looks at Ty and goes, oh, you won't need that because you'll be off the grid. And I looked at her and I was like, why did she just say I would be off the grid? And I look at Ty and he's like, yeah. And I'm like, off the grid? Like, I'm like catching on to like words being said here. So that was my first inkling of what's about to happen.
Okay, see, I didn't even know you had an inkling at all.
I had no inkling.
Got it. It was a little... A morsel.
But whenever she goes, oh, you won't need the generator because to run internet, she'll be off the grid. I literally... was triggered. My ear twinkled.
The hair in the back of your neck stood straight up.
I looked at her and I'm like, off the grid.
Off the grid? What the fuck you mean off the grid?
The grid, girl. We're just going camping.
What kind of grid is it?
What grid? Off of what grid? So that was my first inkling. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to let that one slide. Because I have not been warned by anyone.
Yeah.
And I would have been sat down, hands held, and being like, we need to talk about what's going down.
The grid. You're like, surely, I need you to have a sit for
if
this.
If you're going to take me out of society with literally, surely it would be a very serious, deep conversation.
Surely, Temple.
So I'm like, okay. So then we take the Winnebago home because we keep it at our house Friday night and we leave early Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Which we're supposed to leave at 7 a.m. We left at 10. We were 3 hours behind schedule. Yeah, right? Yeah. Right? But anyways, so we drive to Kings Canyon. If you guys haven't been there, it's like Yosemite gets all the attention, but what people really miss out on is Kings Canyon, in my opinion. Tyler, his mic just fell off the thing.
It became flaccid. Tyler, help me.
Okay, we're back. So anyways, we leave, Kings we Canyon. Go. And like, I was like, I think I, because she set off the grid, I'm assuming the service may get a little spotty out there. I'm thinking spotty. So I'm like, let me go ahead and like get some work done, answer a few emails that have been pending.
Yeah.
You know, post an IG story. And then once we, and then Ty is like getting off the freeway to go into the mountain. And he's like, oh, it's a 2-hour drive into the mountain. And I'm like,
Two hours.
Into windy mountainous roads, 2 hours in.
No, I don't like it.
So that's whenever I'm like, it's not working. It quit working. Everything quit. Like, as in, like, not even a bar, you know, whatever. It's no, just like blank.
It's nothing. It's nothing.
Not even a zilch. So then I'm like, bitch, I didn't tell anyone that I'm going off the grid. I didn't warn anyone that they can't contact me. I'm a very social, active person. I have family members. Yes. I have friends that contact me regularly.
I have besties
that need to get in touch. And all of a sudden, like, I'm going to be like out in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
Without any contact.
And I didn't even, I knew you guys were going to, I didn't know anything about it though. I didn't know where you guys were going to be. Nothing. No one knows, by the way.
Because I'm thinking I can just text them throughout the weekend.
Of course, because it's party.
A picture or two and just be like, having fun.
Yes.
Live, laugh,
look
love.
Look at the deer. Yes.
Right? So the whole time I have this huge ball of anxiety. I'm like, Aaron's definitely burned down my entire house.
Uh-huh.
I've been robbed three times this weekend. Mm-hmm. An earthquake happened. My house is definitely split in half.
Yes, yes.
Like, and no one can contact me. I was like, a new virus broke out, probably Corona times two.
Literally.
And we're going to enter society.
Literally.
I don't know. Did I get canceled again? I don't know.
You're like, it's like, I don't know. It's like going on a long, like a 10-hour plane ride. And you're like,
oh yeah. You're
what's happening when see, I'm like, while
imagine
I'm off
for
the grid.
2 days. Ooh.
Take me out.
Ooh. So, and two, Minimum had just come back. So it's like good to, you know, be
on it
with the employees and be kind of on what's going on there. Make sure everything's running really smooth. Nope. None of that. So the whole time I'm there, while it's like the most beautiful detox I've ever experienced. And honestly, I'll tell you this. I feel like my brain started working again because I didn't realize how much my brain runs on autopilot.
Oh, for sure.
Especially with my phone in my face, because what I've concluded is like any 2 seconds of free time I get or any little jump or break or any moment I'm just sitting there, I'm on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so my brain never actually catches up to what's happening. And like I never
gives it a rest
mm-hmm. or never do I have time to actually just like think, like sit there and be like, okay, let's just think. Let's have a moment to think. I don't do that. And I'm sure many other people don't because of the dopamine hit that's social media and like being on your phone and all the different things you do on it. And so like completely cold turkey, cutting all that off to like the 10th degree.
I can't.
I feel like my brain started working again.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about things I needed to think about that I hadn't thought about in forever. So while it was great, I think I had so much anxiety as well because it's like, sure, people used to live in a world
without it,
but totally. It's like, you can't just pluck a chicken out of that world and throw them into the wilderness and be like, okay, have fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't take it out of like the land and throw it into the sea and be like, fly.
So I wish I just would have prepared better.
100%. Yeah. I wish you would have told me. You guys, let's have this conversation.
Now, Manny, tell your
side. It's my turn now.
It's your turn.
Because this is the thing, okay? So Laura, if she's on a trip, she's probably not really texting, but I can depend that she's going to be on stories or she'll be on social media somewhere, liking, commenting things. I'll see glimpses of Laura. There's life. I'm like, okay, it's fine. Like, even if she's not texting because she's off the grid, she's like, there's a morsel. There's a story with the fam. There's a deer in the distance. There's little things posted, but she's still off the grid because you're like on vacation.
Right.
There was nothing since Saturday morning. Okay, so Saturday morning, Laura liked my reel and she commented. I was like, okay, everything's fine.
She was
whatever.
Alive then.
Normal. By the end of the night, I had texted her nothing. I was like,
A little weird.
It was like the whole day.
Not
post anything. That's the thing that was weird. I get like not responding, but not posting anything. No stories, no liking, no comments, or nothing. I was like, that's strange, but maybe she doesn't really have a lot of service. That's fine. Sunday comes around. I sent her another text, maybe a TikTok. So I sent her and nothing.
And can you imagine, all my socials are still completely
and all
dead.
Her socials, and like this is on Sunday morning, so I'm like, okay, it's been a full day. No, nothing on social media. It's not crazy until I'm like, wait, let me wait till Sunday night. Because I'm a spiraler, by the way. Like, yeah. As a person with anxiety, I'm a spiraler.
I would have freaked out.
It's like
if
weird.
It were vice versa.
Yes, because it's weird. Because I'm like, I'm the type of person where if I have a thought that happens and it's a negative thought, I can trail into the thought and then I'll become like debilitated with like my own thoughts. It's really strange. So I was like, okay, if Laura got into an accident, like that's where I go, you know?
Right.
So I'm like, by tonight, it'll be fine. She'll have finally responded. It'll be good.
Tyler's also not posting anything either.
And Tyler's not posting anything at all. So Sunday night, I think it was on Sunday night, I texted Tyler. I was like, hey, just want to make sure you guys are good. Because I'd already texted Laura like 3 times.
Yeah.
So I texted Tyler. I didn't get a response from Tyler either.
How freaking crazy.
This is like a day and a half, by the way, almost 2 days. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, if by Monday morning, because I know Laura's coming back on Monday. If by Monday morning, Laura or Tyler does not get back to me after 2 full days, I'm calling SWAT.
SWAT team's coming in.
Navy. And I don't care if there's no ocean by. I'm calling the Navy SEALs, the FBI, the CIA, SWAT, Aaron. And so I was like, okay, if by Monday, she's going to get back to me Monday morning. It's going to be fine. So finally, Laura's like, oh my God, I hadn't had service all 2 days on Monday morning. And I'm like,
I was like, oh, Lord Jesus.
I was like, hallelujah.
I was like, this, please help me. I've been in the woods for 2 days, Manny.
If you did, I would freak out that too. Oh. I would freak. So I was like, Laura, you haven't been online. Like, you've been gone for 2 days.
Gone.
That's not, and like, you didn't tell me you were gonna be off the grid. Because if you were to be like, oh, I'm gonna be off the grid, I was like, okay, cool, whatever.
Like, zero service. But I didn't know. When I tell you, I called Aaron, and the first thing she said is, oh, thank God. As soon as she picked up the phone, that was her first word.
She was like, you're alive.
She said, I was so worried. And I was like, I told you before we left I wasn't going to have service. She was like, I didn't know what that meant. And I said, me either.
Yeah, not like full, like never going to reach me 2 days service.
If I knew what that meant, I would have told that to, like, I would have been like.
Let y'all know. Yes.
You know what I mean? So she's freaking out. So I told Manny, because he was like thinking about calling Aaron.
I was like, Aaron, have you heard anything? But I was scared to do that to Aaron because I was like, I don't want to like stress Aaron out more. Because I was already stressing. So I was like, I'm not going to want to stress out Aaron. Maybe she's like, talk to her. I was like, but I will get to Aaron by Monday.
Yeah.
If I didn't get here from anything on Monday, I was going to be Aaron, 911, the whole fantasy by Monday.
Happening.
So when you got back to me, I was like, oh my God, okay, I don't have to like.
Well, let me tell you, Aaron was on the same page on her end. So if you would have called her, y'all both would have been spiraling.
We wouldn't have done well. Like me and Aaron, like, and we, of course, me and Laura, because we were like this, we took it too far.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Laura, I need you to imagine me and Aaron in the woods trying to find you. And I'm screaming like, is that a tick? And Aaron's like, it is. Like me and Aaron Byers, like looking for Laura, like through the bushes and Tyler.
I just
like,
want you guys to know, something happens to me. I have a gay best friend and an 18-year-old niece that's, I'm depending on to save me. Okay. That's what I got.
Listen, we make things happen.
That's right.
So it was a very stressful, and I didn't even notice until the second day or till Sunday where I was like, Laura hasn't got back to me.
I'm glad you're worried. And she's not anything. And I'm not glad you had to worry, but I'm glad you're worried because it lets me know that, like, if something happened to me by Monday, there's some hope happening. Like, there's a buzz starting.
Things will happen.
Yes.
The thing is, it's not normal for you to go ghost on everything.
No.
So that's what was freaky. I didn't like that. Ugh. I'm like, I don't even see a like on anything because I follow a lot of same people Laura follows, and Laura likes stuff. I like stuff. You can see, like, Laura Lee liked this.
Right. Twitter, nothing. You can see. Like, see? I have a like section. Nothing.
Nothing was liked. Nothing was commented on. Nothing
by
was
me
posted.
Or Tyler.
Yeah.
So that's,
and I texted
really
Tyler, too. I was like, just wanted to see if you guys were alive.
Can you imagine if someone didn't respond to that text?
He didn't respond.
See?
So that's why I was shook.
Shook, honey.
That could have been literally my pit of the week.
Honestly.
That could have literally been my fucking pit.
I went missing.
Laura,
missing.
That's the title of this video. Laura went missing.
Literally.
We found her. The truth.
Screw Andrew Tate.
Fuck Andrew
This
Tate.
Is the truth.
This is the real truth. So I was gooped for a bit.
I apologize, but honestly, I was in the same boat as you on my end.
I mean, honestly, I would
like,
be freaking out too.
What to do.
If I didn't have like any access to anything, I'd be like a little like,
access
I feel uncomfortable.
Zilch.
Yeah.
So on Monday when we're driving back through the mountain, the whole time I'm just constantly looking at my phone. Yes. Like totally. Even his parents got worried. Who live in Alabama. Because
Because they probably didn't see anything on socials either.
They didn't. And they were like, one text was like, did y'all post anything on socials? And then another text was like, how's the trip going? Like, where are you guys at? And like, we didn't respond to either. Nothing. So they got worried.
Yeah.
Everyone was worried. And
it would be me, Aaron, Tyler's parents.
Literally.
On a full-blown hunt.
Hunt.
Through the fucking hunt. King's Landing.
If there's
wait, what's one, called? No,
King. No. We went to King's Landing. We were pretty much.
As what's it called?
I might as well have. King's Canyon.
King's You're Canyon. Close. You're I close. Said King's Landing. It's, You're close. It's the fucking show.
Let me tell you something. People stay in tents.
No.
In the woods.
But like, I can. Okay, can I? Can I camp? I feel like if I was Danny. Comfortable camping.
You can camp how we did.
Yes. I could totally do that. But it's like the idea of also like not having access to phones and stuff like that. Like that's kind of the part that freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I would like want to make sure I'm able to get a hold of people if I need to. If there's an emergency, I want to be able to get a hold of someone.
I just that's like what it is in to my head. Have the option to be on my phone. But the problem is if I have the option, I'm going to be on
You're
my
gonna
phone.
You're going to be on it.
That's the problem.
You're going to be on it.
Dude, seeing it was really cool though to see people like in tents because the water for the camp, like the running water was like at our campsite.
Ooh.
So like people were like filling up buckets of water to survive off of in their tents. And I was like...
So do people do that for fun?
Yes. Mm. A lot of people. I would say it was about 20% RVs like ours and like Winnebago's and like 80% tents out there. Yeah.
So what I don't get like what's fun about it? That's like my real question about like the tent stuff. This is where I am actually as a human being to my core and to my soul, my coal.
And you Why have is that fun? Every right to think that because what people who enjoy that have to understand is that is so not for everyone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's not really for me. Cause I guess I just don't understand it. And like, I get the aspect of going on a hike and stuff like that. I get that. But like, for days?
Oh, a tent?
For days?
Manny.
Laura.
I'm a tough chick with the wilderness.
You are. If it was us two in the wilderness, you're surviving over
I'm gonna make it, you know?
But.
I'm gonna come out angry.
You're gonna be swinging. Feisty. You're gonna come out. The nails are gonna be ripped off by then. And you're gonna be choking.
Someone's gonna get a rabbit, crack its neck again. You remember the under canvas situation?
Which one?
I think I confessed on the podcast.
What?
That when we stayed at the tent in the Grand Canyon and we had to leave and get a hotel because I was freaking out. There were wolves.
I forgot about that.
There were wolves.
But see, that's ooh, like wild.
Right
that's
outside scary. Your tent and there's a piece of fabric between me and coyotes.
And a wolf?
And a wolf. Ain't happening.
And a Wendigo?
24 degree weather. And I don't like to be cold. I'm still cold to this day from that. I've never warmed up since.
And she's never been warm
I've
since.
I've never been warm again since that.
This is like why it freak. Like the whole idea of camping is freaky.
What I need is for me and you to stay in a tent and do real camping and film the experience.
See, I would do it one time for the content of
for
it.
For the content.
Because that's like part of like the job.
For the content.
For the content. I wouldn't just do it for like the idea of just doing it for fun.
Yeah.
I'm doing it because it's like I'm doing it
there's
for content, for work.
Here. There's a purpose. It's not like, your
I'm
leisure.
I'm doing it for something.
It's not your leisure activity.
I'm not just like in the tent.
Yeah.
Like it's just not like my vibe.
Not the vibe.
And maybe because I was like a Boy Scout back in the day.
It's enough.
And I had to do all that stuff when I was younger. I'm tapped.
You know, I saw like this group of guys. It was like four guys and they all had like their own tents out there.
Were they
and they're
hot?
Like, oh,
maybe if like my man liked to camp, maybe I would try.
If this guy you went on a date was like,
let's go camping.
What would you say?
Okay, I'd be first and
you
foremost.
You would say, let me run a Winnebago.
I wouldn't say no immediately. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, like what kind of camping?
You would say,
I would ask questions.
That's fair. And be like, off the grid.
How campy are we going?
Where are we going on off the grid?
Like, how roughing it are we
going?
Like, are we like no showers for 3 days roughing it?
Oh, I didn't bathe from Friday night till Monday midday. Monday at 6 p.m. That's how long I didn't bathe. Mm-hmm.
But did you have like little coochie wipes?
Mm-hmm. And I washed my hands, feet, and face in the sink. Because they were so gross, you know?
Okay, do you know what traumatized me when I was younger?
What?
I did this thing called an Oregon Trail. When I was like growing up in the church, and we did this like long trail where we had like, we reenacted like what Mormons did through the trek of like the
their
trek.
Time, like back the time, in the day.
Yes, like back in the day. And it was like in Utah, and we did like the trek, and we had to like move boulders and like go and like carry things up like for a week.
So you could experience, for a week?
They, for they, well, yeah, to experience what they experience as like,
I feel like a day trail. Is like suffice for me to like.
Me too. But we did it for like the, 5 days.
Get the vibe of what they had to go through. Mm-hmm. I feel like a good 24 hours would suit me. Mm-mm. Maybe a even week. 8 hours, like a full shift.
Yeah.
And I could be like, okay, I got it. A week.
And we had like the big thingies that like you like hold and you like carry them out. Like the wagons. We had like the big old wagons with the thing. We had things inside of them, like things that we wanted to keep
you
with
us.
You
know what's interesting that you're saying this? Because while I was out there, I kept asking, Ty knows all this random information about space and our mm-hmm. ancestors, and like any question you ask him, he's like his dad, like he knows random information. Mm-hmm. So I actually was like, what do you think this place was like? Like Native American people like lived in this.
Yeah.
Like this is what they saw.
It was their norm.
This was their norm. Mm-hmm. I bet it was so peaceful. I could be dead wrong.
I bet it was very peaceful.
I mean, just looking
at... But also, like,
at,
just different kind of struggles. Just, like, just different things.
They were so, like, good at what they did. You know
oh, yeah,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like,
humans are... If humans are one thing, they're adaptable.
Yeah.
Humans
yeah.
can, like, yeah. morph into what they got to do to survive. Like, yeah. they're that's how we are as creatures,
it
as humans.
Is. We adapt quickly,
we adapt,
too. Very
you know?
Quickly.
We're very adaptive. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I remember going on that trail, and that about took me out. I didn't bathe for days.
Oh my God.
And looking back, I'm like, did I really go on like this Oregon Trail? And I did.
Do you know what sucked too? Whenever I got back, I couldn't poop.
Yep.
Watched
yep.
the last episode. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I have to run a mile now. I swear to God. After that, no. covered in filth, I was like, I have to go run a mile. And I did that.
In filth?
Uh-huh.
Not even showered yet?
Uh-uh. Covered in wow. dirt.
And grime.
And grime. I ran the mile. And then I took the coldest shower of my life. And it was 5 stars. 5 stars.
It was the nicest shower I've
shower
ever taken,
I've ever
in,
taken
whole
in my
existence.
Life. And when I laid in my bed, I was clean. And I was like, oh.
See, that's why, like, that's bliss to me. So why would I want to go into a tent?
Because you love the gorgeous blissfulness that you have and appreciate,
so you almost, like,
appreciate
it.
You
appreciate
more. It. Yeah. But you, I mean, it's not that I don't, you, and you don't appreciate
it. You probably
it
appreciate
it,
like, even more
yeah.
when you go through, like,
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And I didn't even stay in a tent, so I don't even know what I'm talking about, really.
I've stayed in tents many times. That's why.
Ty got me to stay in a tent one time. It didn't go well in Alabama. And then he tried to get me to stay in a tent at the Grand Canyon. It also didn't go well.
Is this one that filled up with smoke?
Yes. Yes.
See, tents just, like, aren't my journey.
Yeah.
And they're not yours either.
Well,
and that's okay.
We're going to take a break and then we finally have to get to your pit. I'm
sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We'll be right back.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
And we're back.
And we're back with my pit.
All right. I want to hear about you.
That, I mean, your pit was part of my pit.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
It was part of my journey as well. It was a conjoined twin pit.
Mm-hmm.
But my real annoying fucking pit.
Oh, here it goes.
Is the fact that you guys remember like how like maybe 2 or 3 episodes ago, I was like, you guys, I'm an escrow. Like things are going good. I just sold my house. They pulled out.
Ugh.
My buyers pulled out of my house.
My God.
So now we are back to showing the house, doing that whole thing all over again, having to do the showing, like random, like, oh, can you do an 11 o'clock showing tomorrow? I'll clean the whole fucking house. Make it look so like presentable and show
like
ready
perfect.
And perfect and clean and stunning. And then take all the dogs with us and leave the house for an hour.
Oh my God.
You guys, the fact that the buyers pulled out, I literally
it sent you to
had
oblivion.
A aneurysm.
How?
I was just
terrible.
So unwell.
I know.
Because I was like already so excited about the fact that I was like, oh my God, like
it's happening.
Gonna be good. It's flowing.
It. Things are moving.
We're in contract with them. And then they pulled out.
My God. My God.
And they about
made
took me out. So we're back to square one.
And now you're showing the house again.
And now we're back to showing the house.
Oh,
and I have a showing
gosh.
Tomorrow. And I have a showing the next day.
And you had a showing today.
And I had a showing this morning.
Oh my God.
So that's why I'm actually really, even like right now, like I feel like, not that I'm low energy, I'm just like more tired than usual.
Yeah.
Because I was up early cleaning the house for the showing.
Well, you've been gone all
day. I've been
day
gone
too,
all day.
Because you can't be in your house. So mm-hmm. It's like you're all over LA.
I had to go get a haircut. And then I had to go like to the gym just to shower before I come on the podcast.
And then drive out here to film. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's
so it's
a
just
ton.
Been one of those days.
It's a ton.
A
fucking ton. Dang. So that's where we're at right now.
That's
and now
such
we're back
a
into. I'm still, you know, the house that I'm buying though, I'm still in contract with them.
Yeah.
So I will say at least like there's like that's happening. That's like the good thing of it is that like at least I technically would close next week with them if things go well. I would close on that house because I'm not contingent on, you know, selling this one right now. But that's what I wanted to happen.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to be able to just sell the house.
Please.
Put that money back into the next house and just keep it going.
Yeah.
But that's just not how the cards worked out for me.
Dang.
So here we are. Here we fucking are,
okay,
Laura Lee.
Well, we're sending all the good vibes. Hopefully one of these showings, we can get a buyer in there.
At least an offer. An offer.
Yeah.
Give me another offer.
Give us an offer.
Because luckily, like, my house does show very well. Mm-hmm. And, like, all the realtors say that. They're like, dude, the house is fucking stunning. And
it shows stunning.
Like,
it is stunning.
Amazingly.
Yeah.
With, like, how we, like, make it, like, spruced up and clean and stuff like that. So I'm glad that we have that on our side.
Oh, thank God.
So wish me luck, you guys. I can sell this motherfucker.
Luck, all the good vibes. Let's sell this fucker. Yes. 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 Are you ready to talk about Mr. Taint?
Taint.
Taint.
We're ready to talk about Andrew Taint now.
The Taint.
The 30 taint. Minutes in.
30 minutes in. Sorry, it's more about us than Andrew.
It is, though.
It's
our podcast.
Yeah.
So we're allowed to talk about our lives and then talk about our subject.
Guys, we want to just deep dive a little bit because Andrew Tate has become the most Googled person on the internet at this time.
Which is wild to me, by the way.
It is wild. Just absolutely wild at the chaos that Andrew has. Yeah, that has ensued. Oh, I'm not tired at all, guys.
No, not at all. Me neither.
You guys at home are like, great, now we're yawning.
They caught your yawn.
They're contagious.
They are. You know, if I see someone yawn, I'm yawning.
Oh, I have to.
I wonder if anyone that yawns, you have to type the number one.
Oh, yes.
Like, you know, like that thing when people do lives and like hit number one if you agree.
Yeah.
Hit a number one if you literally just yawned because of Laura.
Hit a number one.
Hit number one.
We need to know.
So let's talk about Andrew Tate. So Andrew Tate is this, allegedly, you know, very misogynistic woman. Are you yawning again?
No, what do you mean?
I saw the...
Hold on. You're talking about Andrew. I'm like this.
Andrew Tate is this fighter.
Kickboxer.
MMA fighter.
Alleged pimp. Alleged investor. World champion kickboxer. Chess player. State champ.
There's so many facets to Andrew. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about his little history, right? So he was born in Indiana.
Yep.
Born in Indiana. His dad was like this chess player, this amazing, amazing chess player who's like has beat out these like world champions people. Andrew picked up chess.
His dad was a grandmaster.
Almost a grandmaster. He like could be. He never like got it, but he could have been.
His dad was like known as like a superhero for all his achievements in the Air Force. Like apparently he was a great guy. Incredible guy from what we know. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to deep dive more, you can watch Patrick Cece's YouTube channel. He did a pretty interesting video.
He did. We both were like,
wow.
We were very fascinated watching the video because I was like we were getting information from that. So shout out to Patrick on some of that Andrew Tate information.
But anyways, he grew up in Indiana, mm-hmm. Started playing chess like his father, was really good
Amazing.
At it. Amazing. I think he's one of those guys.
State champion.
That are naturally just like a super talented person.
Yeah, smart.
Smart, super gifted. Talented, very driven, very ambitious. Mm-hmm. So he became a state champ, you know, with the chess. But it was doing great with all that. Mm-hmm. But then when he was 11 years old, his parents got divorced, which caused him to move to England with his mom and his brother Tristan. So now his dad's pretty much out of the picture. He's being
not
raised.
Not training him anymore.
Yeah, no longer chess. Like his person, you know,
yeah,
because he's with his mom and brother now living in England, so things kind of switch around for him a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And so basically at 15, Andrew takes up fighting. He takes up kickboxing, he takes up, you know, MMA fighting. He becomes like very good at it. He's 6'4",
200
which
pounds.
I had no idea, by the way, that he was 6'4".
He doesn't look 6'4".
He gives
online.
Me very he, it's because he gives off 5'6" energy.
That's what's happening here.
He really does give off 5'6" mm-hmm. energy. So you wouldn't think that someone 6'4" was like doing all that. But here we are. So he picks up fighting, very good at it, starts to go into it. But obviously back then, like you to build up a name for yourself, we didn't have social media back then, yeah, right? Because he's younger. So he starts to do like reality shows. He starts to
that
get into TV.
That was popular back then.
Very popular.
And a lot of times they'll hire, like, he becomes like a world champ in kickboxing too.
Yes,
he gets
right.
really good at it. If you see any past, because there's so much footage of him, because he recorded himself all the time. Yep. And when he wasn't recording himself, him and his brother did reality TV. So there's mm-hmm. a lot of footage of him. He has the same demeanor, the same attitude, the same
vibe.
Same vibe. He acts. Honestly, in my opinion, terrible.
In my opinion, he gives me, again, very narcissistic energy, very misogynist. Like
from at a young age.
Yes, like from like the reality stuff, like very cocky narcissism energy.
Like nothing has changed. Like you can watch yeah. like these old interviews, you can watch the old vlogs, you can watch, you know, any of that. And mm-hmm. like
the shows he was on.
This is not new for him. Mm-mm. This, you know, attitude that he's put out. And all these things that he says, none of this is new. This is what he's been doing.
And like, to me, I'm fully convinced that he like thinks all these things, like the things he says, he believes everything he's saying.
He believes what he's saying.
He just says it in a very polarizing, intense way to get attention.
He loves the attention.
He loves
allegedly.
It.
Well, allegedly. In my opinion, I think he loves the attention.
I do. I completely not agree more. I also think he loves the attention. So he ended up going on Big Brother for a second, was only on it for 8 days because the producers thought he was going to fight. And like, there was going to be like a physical issue, like with other contestants. And the thing is, because he is 6'4 and he's a trained fighter, like, that would be a huge issue for
I mean, look at the things he says and the way he acts.
It's
like, that's dangerous.
It's literally crazy. So he's after that, he's kind of like, damn, I want to make money. Him and Tristan are both like, well, like, I want to be rich. Like, that's like the goal. Like, I want to have power and I want to be rich.
It seems like that's the MO, is the power and the money. Which
that's
money gives you power.
Totally.
And freedom.
And power gives you money.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't know if that's
yeah.
Is it? Yeah,
yeah,
right?
Right.
You can get money from being powerful mm-hmm. in aspects of your life.
They go hand in hand a lot of the time. Money and power do.
So what I didn't know about Andrew Tate. So the interesting thing about doing like this kind of deep dive situation is that I didn't know a ton about him before watching, doing like the deep dive. And now I do know more. And the fact that he started like that business with his brother, the cam business.
Mm-hmm.
So the gag is he had 6 girlfriends from different parts of around the world. And he's like, everyone fly out to this place. Let's all fly together. He's like, and so he presented them this business plan. 2 of them dropped out. They're like, no, fuck this.
We're not
like,
doing it.
I can't believe we're like, you're cheating on me with 5 other people. 2 of the other girls are like, no, they drop out or whatever the heck. They don't like the idea. So they end up sticking. He sits with 2 girls. It's him and his brother, the 2 girls. And they start a cam business where the girls talk to men online and give them like advice. And like, they're just there for them. And he starts making money that way.
Like
him and his brother.
He and this is where the alleged like
pimpness
reputation kind of starts to come from yep. because he's developing an online business where girls are going on webcam and, you know, talking to guys, hot, pretty girls, mm-hmm. talking to guys on the webcam, and Andrew's running it. So he's taking a majority percentage of the money, which, again, this is where he's getting that pimp reputation.
I mean, if he's taking 80% and they're taking 20, which is what he says,
yeah,
that's giving pimp energy. Like,
yes,
that's weird.
I'm like, that's weird 80, energy.
You're taking 80%?
That's the girl's fault. That's not his fault.
Yeah, but see, they also, like, love him, the girlfriends.
Look at me.
Look at her. Yeah, we're rolling our eyes to orbit. Send us to Chromatica. Because he has this like chess background, he's very mentally analytical and he's like also a fighter. So he has like these like, in a way, best of both worlds aspects yeah. to him where he's like smart and physically fit.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, oh, I'm just like this badass dude that's going to be making this and this is why you're going to listen to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he has this kind of presentation to him. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that's like, part of his to them the appeal because he was smart and physically
fit. I feel
fit.
Like anyone, any guy or any person that's like him definitely appeals to people. I mean, look at the situation
the
that's going. There's
it's
a
the
polarizingness yep. around the narcissism.
There is being like so almost unapologetically yourself.
Mm-hmm.
People really gravitate towards that.
It's the
could
con
be for the wrong
man.
Reason.
Con man yep. comes from the word confidence.
It is.
Yes, con man means confident man. That's what con means.
Laura, you just shook me.
Yeah. So basically con men are successfully actual con men because they're so confident in what they're doing. People believe them. So they get called a con man. They're confidence men.
He gives me, in my opinion, very con man
in
energy.
In my opinion, it's a con man.
100%.
In my opinion. That's my opinion. It's giving con man.
But also confident, too, because he's very confident in what he says.
Con man is confidence, and that's what people are drawn to with him. Mm-hmm.
So he's very polarizing. He has, obviously, like, in a few months, you guys, he gained like 3 million followers in months. Like, he's been on this almost like media tour. We'll talk about it a little bit more, but he gained so much from these viral clips. Because like some of the things he's saying, like in other ways, talking about like the government and talking about like, you know, all these things and how like the government's trying to control you. Like, a lot of people really gravitate towards those things that are being said. And so they follow him for this, like, oh, well, he has like some profound moments.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you look at him as a whole,
it's a wreck.
It's a wreck. It's a rap and it's a wreck. So basically, he ended at one point having around 75 cam girls at one time doing these cams. And he would make around $400,000 a month from his cam girls.
That's insane money.
Insane. Just from having his girls talk to other guys online.
Even he, I believe, would like do some of the chatting. Yeah, like, he was typing chatting as the girls, because, you know, just to
talking about, like, oh my God, you're so right.
Keep him entertained. Mm-hmm.
So. Also, like, the idea, that's very strange to me. It's very like him, like, talking to another guy as the girl, being like, yeah, baby, you're so right. Like, that's so weird.
I know.
That's so weird to me.
Do you think, and this trails, but do you think that there's a website where men talk to women to entertain them?
Like the opposite.
Essentially.
I think so. I think there could definitely be a version of that.
And a strong, confident woman runs that website and takes the money from men. Do you think that part exists?
I hope. I mean, it sounds bad. I hope that's happening.
I know, but it's but like, do you think in a reverse world sides. that's out there?
I think that it's, maybe it's different. I wonder if women would be more empt to wanting to chat with random hot boys online as like cam boys. Like, do you think that they're doing that as much as guys doing that to girls?
Cam boys, yeah.
And there's like, definitely cam boys. That's definitely a thing.
And do you think?
I know in the gay version, that's definitely, there's definitely the cam world. Boys.
Well, I would definitely believe that, but right? I just wonder in the straight world.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
I do too. I mean, I wish I knew more about it because
I personally never heard of search, but I'm also someone who doesn't do any of that. So, or look totally into same. It. So I wouldn't know.
I just know that because I've seen like cam boys
for
on
the
like line,
gay world.
For gay world. So I know that's like a thing.
Yeah.
I just didn't know. I don't know if that there's an equivalent in like the female version of that.
Yeah. That's what I wonder.
It's very interesting to actually think about that.
It is. It is.
So basically he was running this business. Obviously things are going, you know, in his world great. So all the women that were doing the camming, he had got it down to a smaller number, were all living in one house together. And he had provided alcohol and food and like everything was provided for them to kind of loosen them up, as if you will, you know? So one day, one girl got really, really sick, throwing up everywhere. He was like, you need to get the fuck out of here. Like, you're gross. Mm-hmm. And got herself, kicked her out, grabbed her, kicked her out.
Threw it out the window.
Yeah, threw out all the stuff out the window.
He said he like physically removed her from the house and that she alleged that he hit her.
To the police. And 3 months later.
Which they confiscated all of his belongings, you know, investigated him, barged in. I think they may have shut down his business for a moment in time because they took all his equipment.
It took 2 years to solve the situation.
To plan out the situation. All the girls in the house testified that he did not hit her. And then she came out later saying he didn't hit me.
She's like, no, it didn't happen. But it still took 2 years for the case to be completely
absolved.
And it
ended up costing him, I think, close to $400,000. Mm-hmm. But he was also making $400,000 a month. So
it's not like the end of the fucking world.
He's not broke at this point.
Yeah. No. But because of... So, that was like a big catalyst for him to move to Romania.
Because he's like, the American government is too strong.
Corrupt.
It's not corrupt enough.
Yes. Yes.
He wants to move to Romania. I'm not sure how he knows, but he knows the Romanian government, according to what he is putting
out.
In his world, he's saying, you know, it's a more corrupt government, easier to do this business with.
Like, it's easier for him to be part of the corruption in Romania and not in America. That's too, like... by the book in America.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, well, in Romania, if a cop pulls me over and I give him $100, they'll let me go.
Right.
Corrupt
right.
in that way.
In that way.
Whereas, like, in the U.S., like, that's, chances are high, it's
not going to happen. And he just dealt with this huge situation over one girl in a house, shut him down for how long?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So he's like, you know, got to move to do what he wants to do.
I think it's really weird that he's made videos that were like, rules don't apply to me. I just move to where the rules don't, like, are. Yep. Like, if I don't want that rule, I'll just move.
Yep.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Are you like, again, it's giving me God complex energy and I don't like it.
My thing is, if I need to do something that makes needs that ha, is a situation where it's like the government needs to change their rules in order for me to do it, it's time to rethink what we're doing. Things I'm not saying that done. Government's perfect by any means. No, for sure. But it's like you gotta at some point start.
But I mean, a lot of laws are in place, you know, to protect a lot of people.
And whenever you're like, we don't need these, I need around all these laws. Well, then it's like,
well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing? So he, you know, got into a lot of that shit, essentially. So he's in Romania now.
Yes.
Obviously, things are like different. Things aren't applying anymore to the rules are just different for him out in Romania. So he starts this Hustlers University.
Online. This guy is bound and determined to be a multi-millionaire.
Which like he is, though, by the way, by now.
Yeah, he is. He is really getting is. To... That part's true.
Yeah, he's a multi-millionaire at this point. And so what really makes him coin, though, is the Hustlers University, which is basically an online course that you pay $50 a month, and it teaches you how to get rich quick. So people are falling for this, by the way. Like, this is, like, happening.
Of course.
People are falling for this.
He's a confident man.
And you can honestly, if you can sell anything if you're confident in it.
You can sell anything if you market it right. And mm-hmm. confident people know how to do that.
Yeah.
He's a confident man.
So I think right now, when I last checked, there was about 120,000 people paying $50 a month doing the course. And so he was making around $5 million a month.
Jesus.
Which would be obviously around 60 to 70 million a year.
That's like
from
insane.
The course.
That's insane
from
money.
From the course. And obviously, like, this had gone to this point because of his new, like, social media blow up.
Yes. He blew up overnight on social media, mm-hmm. which mainly came from these clips coming out of podcasts that were hitting social media of him saying all the outrageous stuff that pissed people off. So, you know, the more comments, whether it be negative or positive, it still brings attention to the situation. So there are people that like what he was doing and like stood for him. So they wanted to be a part of Hustlers University because they wanted a taste of what he had. He like has this amazing life, mm-hmm. you know, where
and
he's
he does,
rich
and he flaunts and his money.
His money and his girls and mm-hmm. like very Dan Bilzerian.
Oh, very that. Very that energy. Very like, look at my, mm-hmm. you know, the girls, the guns,
these
the cars.
These dudes are starting to become a dime a dozen out there.
It's scary. I don't like it at all. I don't like any of that energy. I don't like none of that vibes. So he's doing this and he's making these millions and millions of dollars from these viral podcasts that he's been on. So that's actually a big reason he blew up was because of he realized he's like, oh, I need to be collabing with people. Mm-hmm. And he did this almost like press tour to grow his, you know, Hustlers University and their thing. So he got onto these podcasts that went so viral, had millions and millions of views on them, had millions of views on the clips on TikTok. And a lot of people saw it and they were like, hey, I agree with this. Like, I think that he's totally right in this aspect of life. I'm going to go subscribe to Hustlers University. And that's how he got amassed this 125,000 members a month, $50 a month. That's so fucking
crazy
to me.
That's crazy.
And he has a bunch of courses. Like, there's like, it's not even just like how to make money. It's about like how to play chess well.
This is not his only investment. I mean, this guy has gotten invested in ways of cryptocurrency,
land,
casinos, land, tobacco, online courses, cam stuff with women. It's like
he's,
and that's all that we know of. I mean, like it's giving Netflix documentary.
It's giving.
Which I believe he will love.
Oh, I bet they would make a documentary on him.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Just so like, cause I'm, and I honestly would watch.
Yeah.
Cause I'm very intrigued to see even like the more deep dives. Cause like we can only do so much.
Yeah.
But like imagine like a real deep, like in-depth dive. Like where like the people go into like, they go to Romania and find out information.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Well, guys, the stuff that Andrew has said online, like is so wild.
It's so wild.
Barbaric. And is sick. And it obviously has put, I mean, as they say with chess players, like they make their moves with intention. They speak with everything they do with intention. So, I mean, there's a lot of allegedly he does everything on purpose. He says what he needs to say on purpose to blow up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because he's doing it. He says things a certain way because he knows he's going to get people's attention, whether it's good, whether it's bad. He knows it's getting people's attention and mm-hmm. it's reaching
it's working.
People.
until it hasn't anymore, because TikTok and Instagram have decided to completely ban him and take down his social medias, which in my opinion is the strongest way to take away his power.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad they did,
because they're taking away his voice. And they should honestly flag any videos of people reposting with him in it. And even if people are like bashing it, they need to come down, because, you know, the more non-existent he that's how he grows, because there's so many people out there that see that as heroism.
Totally. The thing is, I've seen so many viral Twitter clips that were very much like, you know, if you agree with Andrew, then like you're literally like a misogynist fucking dickwad who's absolutely horrible. And I couldn't agree more, but it's also clips of Andrew. And it's like, just like the constant like sharing of Andrew's stuff is what gets him more power.
Cause yeah.
It grows him.
I mean, and so anyway,
it's like Voldemort.
Social media saw it as like a danger essentially because he's kind of growing this cult following that's for his horrible behavior. That is like for it. So they've taken down his social media. So I genuinely think because of that, it's only a matter of months before we really don't hear his name anymore. I do too.
And I'm hoping that's kind of like what it gets to, because I feel like right now, the reason that people, that these social media apps have taken down his stuff is that they think that Andrew is like spreading these things that could cause people to harm women for real. Mm-hmm. And it's not like just like this, like, you know, like, oh, it's like da da da. It's like, no, like you are absolutely having this cult following who like really believes what you're saying. He says things that are like, oh, I'll just hit women if they don't listen to me.
Yeah.
He says that. And like, what if someone's inspired by that and hits someone because they think like, oh, well, you know, Andrew hits women and it works.
It's a voice for people like
that. And he's a millionaire.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucking psychotic.
It is.
What about the alleged sex trafficking though?
There's some alleged sex trafficking going on with him.
There was I believe there was like police called, and like his house was raided, him and Tristan's place was raided, and they were saying that there was two women that were in the place that were like camming for money against their will.
No.
Yes. Yes. And then he talked about it in like a podcast, and he was like, oh, like the boyfriend was just jealous that they were at our house, like hanging out. And I'm like, no, I think that's definitely...
It seems like there's a stink everywhere he goes, and like every business he's a part of, there's like bad news that comes out about it eventually. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always some drama lurking behind it. Things aren't correct. Things are done wrong. Sexual trafficking allegations. That's huge.
That video, like, you know what's weird? Like, to me, like, so I know it ended up coming out that it was like, oh, like it's whatever, but like the whole like hitting the woman thing...
Yeah, you had like a video belt. Hitting a woman with a belt, but then it came out that she liked it.
Yeah, and
but
she was like, yeah.
So much is constantly negatively coming out about everything that he does. It's like, it just can't be good.
I agree. I feel like he is this very polarizing person, and I think that it is good that he's, you know, got banned from TikTok, got banned from Instagram, and maybe potentially banned from Twitter too. I don't know.
Maybe banned from Twitter. We try to look him up on Twitter. We couldn't find him.
Couldn't find him.
And he got really popular on Twitter whenever he started this like social media journey. So yeah. he could be banned there. We don't know for sure, but it looks like social media is like finally turning against him.
About fucking time.
God dang.
And he had like 5 million followers on Instagram before they deleted him. Because he grew so quickly.
I bet he freaked out so hard.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Good. Like, in my personal opinion, I don't think there's any room for any of that on social media anywhere. And I think that if you are promoting any kind of violence against women, you deserve to be in the seventh ring of hell.
And that is our thoughts on that.
And that's who Andrew Tate is.
And next up, we have some trivia.
To finish out this episode of Fool Kimmy,
we're going to have some trivia.
Trivia. Trivia.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes. And we're back. We're going to do some little bit of trivia, you guys. So follow along because y'all know we love a little trivia moment.
What does the loser have to do?
Should we do another painting on the face?
I'm down. God, I don't want
to
lose.
I think we need to come back to the loss. Invisible stripper pole.
I think we need to come back to that, too.
I don't think we need to come back to that, you guys.
Why are you the stripper so scared pole is, of that?
Because, you know, I don't like performing in front of people.
No one's here but
I
us,
don't
too.
Either.
That's true. Yeah, but, you know, I don't like being the center of attention. You know that.
Just do
sure
it.
Sure you don't.
I just like attention, not being the center of attention.
I kind of feel the
There's
same
a
way.
Difference. I don't like when though. Everyone's looking at me. I just
I want
like
more stakes.
Like higher stakes?
Yeah.
Tyler's sick, though. That's why. Because he's a sicko.
The okay, audience let's think. Wants let's it, think. Too.
Oh, do they, though?
Yeah.
I don't know if the audience said they want a
you
higher
stake.
You have
steak. To show.
Well, my butthole.
We're going to get cut off social media.
Your vitiligo butthole.
No, not the pink butthole. Not the pink butthole. Okay, what we could do is we can do another, like a story or a tweet. Being like,
okay, I'm
this
down.
Is like the
Let's
best.
Do a tweet. Let's do a tweet.
Let's do a tweet. Like Laura is the best person in the whole world and you guys...
Better recognize.
You better recognize. Like something like that.
Right,
and then
I'm
same
down.
With Manny.
All right.
If you lose. Right.
I'm
deal?
Down. I'm
so
down.
Today, guys, we're doing Marvel trivia.
I'm like so excited.
I can feel in my butthole that Manny's going to win.
I was going to say, why would I think you say Manny that? Has the upper hand.
Why would Ty? You say that?
Ty!
Well, I mean, he just like is a bigger fan than
he
you.
Is.
I am a bigger fan, it's you know? True. Have you watched the first episode of She-Hulk yet?
Absolutely not.
Exactly. And I have.
He's like all.
Is it good?
He's like all the I questions like it, are about She-Hulk.
I did
I'm
like
skeptical,
it.
Like a lawyer, like an attorney.
Well, the, what? It talks. It's like I think it's because of like the how the comic worked.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And it talks about like the little story of like how she got her powers and stuff.
Anyways, first question, darling.
Anyways,
moving on. Question number one.
How many questions are the title? First
there's,
of all,
there's 10. Best okay. out of 10. Best out of 10.
I have to get my butt
ready.
Kicked.
I hope he gets
I'm gonna
whooped.
Start off with a softball.
Ooh, a lob?
A lob.
A lob.
A lob.
How many Infinity Stones are there?
I know that answer.
Five.
Five.
You guys are you right?
Oh my God. You
You're
know what?
You're wrong. You're both wrong.
It's six.
He said five.
No, it's six.
I changed it to six.
He did say five. No, you got it wrong, man.
You got it wrong.
But you guys, I forgot about the palm one.
Yeah.
I remember the knuckle ones and I forgot about the palm.
Yeah. Wow.
All I remember is Scarlett Johansson's little jewelry she wore on the red carpet. It had five. Do you remember that?
Oh,
she wore like
yes,
the thing.
Yes. I remember cute. That. Fuck.
Six.
I'm a
Infinity
loser.
Stones. Yeah, you are a loser.
I literally thought, you know what? I was.
You guys both said five and I was like, wait, is this wrong?
Oh, no, it's not because the palm one.
Yeah.
You know what? It's because I was jumping the gun because Laura answered so quick. I was like, no.
I pressured him.
All right, question
me.
Number two.
I'm not
two.
Being pressured anymore.
You guys both suck. Question number two. What type of doctor is Doctor Strange?
What are they called? Hold on. I know this.
Proctologist.
Aww.
What? Okay, I have the answer.
Don't do it.
What if he was a proctologist?
What's a proctologist?
Isn't that a butthole doctor?
No.
No, that's a gastroenterologist.
What's a proctologist?
A dinosaur doctor?
No.
Could be.
Could be.
What do you got?
Ready? Neuro.
I put endocrinology.
Damn, Laura, we don't even know what that means. It's neuro.
Damn!
Endocrinology? Endocrine, like, kidney energy?
I
want to
be
energy?
Really honest. Did I make that up?
I think you did. I don't even know if that's a thing, Laura Lee.
Oh, my God.
Sicko, you got a point.
Manny's up.
And he's up and he's
question
up.
Question number
stuck.
Three.
Oh my God.
Captain America's shield and Bucky's arm are made of what? Ooh, he's writing really fast.
Well, I know the answer. That's right.
Is it valerium or titanium?
It's valerian steel.
I put vibranium.
It's vibranium.
Vilarium.
That's not the same thing.
I also put just Val. Because I didn't know how to spell it.
Is it? I'm pretty sure Valerian steel is
that's
off of Game of Thrones,
that's Game of Thrones.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, it's vibranium. I'm going to be honest. I was thinking of Valerian.
You were. You were thinking of a Lannister or a Targaryen.
Ty, can you throw one in that I would know?
Lord, was a lob. The vibranium was a lob.
It was.
Infinity Stones was our real lob. We fucked that one up.
Number four. Who is the firstborn child of Odin?
Who's Odin?
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh my God.
Okay.
You know what? Oh wait, no. Fuck.
I don't know which
one. Is their name though? You know what? I put Kate Blanchett.
I put Loki.
You're both incorrect. Her name is Hela.
Helen. Hela. Yeah, Hela. Yeah. Hela. So she... Kate Blanchett plays Hela in the movie.
Yes.
Well, so do I get a half?
No, you don't. No, you don't.
No.
You guys, I knew who it was. I envisioned the little horns and everything.
Yeah.
Yes, they're like pew, 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 pew.
She's so strong.
I love Kate Blanchett, honestly. She's such a good
actress. All right, this is a fairly easy one, and it's a fun one, so you guys should be able to get it. Who are the actors who have Chris as their first name in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Wait, what is their first name?
Give me their character and their name.
Oh my God.
The actors who have the name Chris in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like their actual names.
Their real names.
Their real name is Chris. The actors.
You want to know their characters.
I want to know the actor's name too.
Oh. Tyler, you're asking for a lot, dude.
Easy. I have
it's only three of them.
Oh, I thought there was two. Hold on.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Hold on. Can I think for 1 second?
You can, but we can't do that long because people don't want to sit in silence.
Yeah, okay.
And watch us in silence. But I'm going to do that.
I have two.
That. And that. Boom. Chris Evans as Captain America.
Correct.
Chris Pratt as Star-Lord.
Correct. Star-Lord.
Chris Hemsworth as Thor.
There you go.
Oh, how'd I forget Hemsworth?
Yeah. Thor?
We need some diversity in names. Can you hire someone other than
Chris? We have Star-Lord. You know what's funny? I knew you were going to get the Star-Lord one because that's your favorite.
My favorite.
Is the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise.
I forgot about Mr. Hemsworth.
How could you forget about Hemsworth?
The main one.
He's Thor.
All right, the goal is for Laura just to get one right here.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like that's more what we're getting into.
Yeah, I have three now, and I think I'm a winner no matter what at this point.
All right, question number six. Who was the first female superhero to appear in the title of an MCU film?
What the fuck?
The title of the film has her character's name. The first one.
Don't do it yet.
I have my answer, and
who's,
I feel like
who is
this is
Brie.
Her.
Brie,
I can't tell you.
Captain is Captain. Captain,
think strong, no, think
I
hard.
I think strong because I'll know this one.
Think hard,
Brie.
Captain, so you have Captain in there.
Captain
Morgan.
No. She's not Captain America.
Mm-mm.
Captain close. Marvel.
Boom. Captain Marvel.
You guys are incorrect. You guys are incorrect. I repeat, you guys are incorrect.
I put Captain Marvel too.
It's the Wasp. She was the first one.
Technically, in the Ant-Man.
In a technical way, yes, you're right.
I mean,
the fact that you literally got us on a technicality.
It's not a technicality. It's the answer.
It's a technicality.
There's no technicality to
the
this.
Thing is, it was the entire movie was dedicated to Captain Marvel, so that's like why it's cool.
Yeah.
And that's why it's the real answer.
I can't believe I figured it out.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Because we both like had it.
All right, question number 7. What's the metal in Wolverine's body called?
Tyler, that's literally terrifying.
Steel.
Vibranium.
What? Are we wrong?
Manny's right.
Oh, why is my funny? I put steel. It's a type of metal. Gold.
It's because it's the same silver. As like the very strongest metal is vibranium. That's how you know.
Oh, these are like made up things.
That was a lot.
Wait, what did you say, Manny? Hold on. What did vibranium. You say? No, you're wrong. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Adamantium.
That's actually what I meant. And
no,
I actually
you didn't
have
mean that shit.
I have a shadow named Adamantium in care. One of my palettes after that.
I would have never known what that meant.
And I still didn't get the right.
Yeah, you should definitely give everybody their money back
I feel
on that
like
palette.
We're
now.
Definitely
okay. Let's calm the fuck down.
We're definitely gonna deduct a point from Manny. For
I think
that.
Yeah, he should I have get a three. Point.
No, I have 3 points, and Laura has 0 so far.
All right, here comes another softball, guys. What's Deadpool's real name?
In real life?
No, his name, his character name.
Oh, I just watched this the other night.
Fuck,
I love
dude.
The freaking Deadpool.
I do too, but I'm struggling on the name.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Let me give you guys a hint.
Yes.
Yes.
It is an alliteration.
What the fuck's an alliteration?
You,
so Marvel does this a lot, or Stan Lee did. Peter Parker.
It's PP or
Bruce
two,
Banner.
His first and last name start with the same letter. That doesn't actually.
No,
think about the movie.
Okay, wait, let me think. Let me think.
About the movie.
Deadpool. Is deadly.
I'm going Hank. Uh-uh. It starts with an H.
Hank Hankerson.
It starts
That's
with
his name,
H?
Hank Hankerson?
No. Is it? What are,
I'm
what
not,
are you answering?
I'm not putting anything because I don't know.
His name is Wade Wilson.
Wade!
Fuck, dude.
Oh,
God.
Wade.
That was an easy one.
That was easy. I knew that.
All right, here comes
I haven't
another,
seen Deadpool in a while, though.
So Manny's already won now. Laura cannot even win.
I know.
I thought we already established this.
Yeah, he wants to say
so
it again.
So we'll just move on. What is the name of Thor's axe? Not his hammer.
Oh,
axe.
The axe.
I didn't even know he had an axe.
I'm going to just guess
on
this one.
Are you guys not Marvel fans?
I got mine.
I got mine too.
Axie.
Stormbreaker.
It's Stormbreaker.
Damn, Manny, that was good.
Thank you.
All right.
His left testicle is named after that one.
Storm. Wait.
His left testicle?
Stormbreaker. Talking about Manny.
Oh. Wow, Tyler's just reading me. He wants to read me. It's called Stormbreaker.
Right,
you guys, Stormbreaker
question.
is really funny in the new Thor movie. Like the axe itself is funny for some reason.
I haven't seen the new one, so
I know.
No spoilers.
I know. How? I said the axe is funny. How is it a spoiler? The fuck? Last question.
What the fuck's the axe talk? All right, number 10. Stan Lee made his final cameo in which Marvel movie?
Fuck, dude. Fuck.
This is a guess.
Fuck, dude.
I'm saying Endgame.
What are you saying, Manny?
I'm gonna put Logan.
Answer is Endgame. Laura got one!
Bow, bow, bow. I'm a winner, baby!
I'm a winner! Good job, Laura. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. All right, Manny. What do you want me to tweet about you?
I think we're gonna do... saying Manny is the best
if
friend anyone
smart,
could ever ask
you
for.
You should give you... Link your brand. I'd be like, advertise my brand. No, okay, I'll do.
I feel like it should be something along the lines of Manny is the best friend anyone could ever ask for.
And would
and
you
I'm
let me do this?
Blessed to have him.
All right.
And the funny thing is that Laura's not the most like lovey dovey saying things like that.
They're gonna think I've been kidnapped and I'm sending red flag signals.
By me. So I feel like we should.
Link twice, Laura.
What do you think? Should we. Do it now?
I was going to ask, do you want me to do it now when the episode airs?
Or the I feel like we always forget during the episode airing.
We do.
So I think now would be the best time. would be to tweet.
Let me get something locked up here.
And I need to be able to approve it. You can't just tweet. I
Manny,
need to approve it first.
Do I need to at you?
Yeah.
I'll at you first so it didn't show up.
No! You at me at the end.
Okay.
You're going to say Manny?
I put in space and then I'll put Manny. Because then that works.
Nope.
Okay, got
it. It has to be a character first. It's so annoying.
I'm gonna talk like off Star Wars. What is the little guy? Best friend ever is Manny. Best friend ever is
like Yoda.
Yoda.
Like fucking I'm gonna Yoda. Do it like Yoda.
Best friend ever is Manny Yimiwe. He, would you let me elaborate? He,
yeah, I think we need an elaboration.
Is so kind
and sweet
and sweet,
sweet,
like chocolate.
And handsome
and handsome
and thoughtful. You're like, okay, man, you're asking for a lot.
And thoughtful. Anything else? Any other adjectives to describe you?
And humble.
Sometimes humble.
Yeah. I can't wait to retweet this because this is happening.
Sometimes humble.
I wonder if people, when it's tweeted right now, if they'll think that
should know.
It's from Full Coverage.
They might. Best friend ever is Manny Yimiwe. He is so kind and sweet and handsome. Oh, I put I thoughtful.
I like this
and
tweet,
thoughtful.
Though. This might be
sometimes
your best tweet.
Sometimes humble. The world should know.
I think this might be your best tweet yet.
Published. Yes. That one's definitely going to get me in some trouble.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I will be retweeting that. Some people are gonna be like, wow, Manny took Laura's phone. That's what they're actually gonna think. That it
they
wasn't
are.
You just doing it out of your own free love and will.
Probably.
Which I think is very horrible because you could totally say that about me.
It is, but that's not how I send my love. I send my love.
She's
to
a
be
gift
like,
giver.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Manny.
I mean, it really means I love you.
If I roast you, it means I like you.
Yeah.
If I'm
yeah.
super nice to you, it means we're not that close yet.
Yeah. It's those are
very
most
true.
True things
isn't
I've ever
it
heard.
Isn't that true, guys?
Yeah. If I'm roasting you, same with me. If I'm roasting you, she loves you more than laughing.
That
at
means sales. I love Christ, you more than laughing. Because it means I feel close enough in a safe place for you when I can kid around with you a little bit.
Oh, kid?
Absolutely.
But if I'm super sweet, it just means I don't know you that well.
Or you don't feel comfortable enough being your full self with them.
Oh, that's so sweet. You guys are a blast together.
See, people think that it's you.
Someone tagged you said, hi, Manny, anyway.
I'm going to go ahead and retweet it right now, actually.
Oh, I know you are.
I think it's a good idea for me to retweet it.
What all right, guys. I'm half asleep.
Hi,
mentally
Manny.
Unwell and hungry. So I'm going to see you guys in the next epi.
We love you guys more than life itself.
It's true. Full fam.
The full fam
full
is
fam.
Always that berra. And we love you guys.
We
and don't
forget
to rate, like, subscribe. You guys rate us on Apple Podcasts if you're listening. Same with Spotify. We would love that so much. We look at the reviews, so we really appreciate it.
We'll see you next epi.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Oh my God, the cheers.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail. Mm-mm.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and
and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.